Matthew Rhodes here for North Derbyshire Radio, and I'm delighted to be joined now by Matlock Town manager Nicky Law. Nicky, I know it's only pre-season, but a trophy in your first game as Gladiators manager. How pleased were you with your team's performance today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were great. Everything I asked of them, they gave. You know, I mean, they absolutely worked their socks off. They were all dead on their feet at the end of the game. They couldn't give any more. And that's the minimum for us, you know. And be it against a good side who in Chesterfield who have got quality players throughout their squad. And, you know, they didn't actually come here and just sort of just get through the 90 minutes, did they? They had to go and they applied themselves as you would expect them to do under Paul Cook. And no, I thought our lads were great and I couldn't have asked any more from them.
Obviously, quite a few trialists on today, and especially from the bench, but I thought especially a couple of trialists up front really made life difficult for players like Jamie Grimes. You must have been really pleased with their commitment as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the lads has been with us for sort of probably 3 weeks, don't know, 2 weeks now. And the young one that came in today is only, that's his second time with us. Yeah, I thought they both did well. I thought everybody did well. You know, I mean, if you look at that whole group there, I think in total there was 13 trialists. They outweighed the number of players that are actually ours. We've got a couple away, but, you know, so as I've said previously, I still know we need 4, 5, 6 players. So the search will go on for them, and hopefully we can acquire them players and improve things.
Now, for Matlock last season, it was a bit of an odd one because they were kind of carried by Johnny Margetts last season, who was on course to break all kinds of records. But then when he left, it was a very tough season for Matlock. When you say you're looking for 5 or 6 more players, is that across all areas or is there a particular demand for someone that can fill in that Margetts role up front?
No, I think, you know, in the middle and at the top of the pitch is where we need that bit extra. And we don't want to become a one-man team. You can't be a one-man team because guess what? That man leaves or he gets injured, then you've shot it, you know, you're done. So, no, it's more of the team aspect that we're looking for.
And just in terms of the crowd as well, because it was a sell-out crowd, I think it was 2,400. I mean, how important is it? Because you've also got Derby coming up, which is another sell-out as well. How important is that for community clubs like Matlock and for the finances as well?
Oh, massive. You know, that's why we're so grateful to Chesterfield today, Derby, Mansfield for coming. You know, are they ideal games for me pre-season? No, that one today wasn't ideal for me, trust me, first game. But I get it. I understand, you know, for us to survive and to make the end of the season, we need them 3 games. So totally respect that and we have to get on with it.
And just finally, this was for the, not just a regular pre-season friendly, it was the Ernie Moss Challenge Cup. First time that Matlock have ever won it. And all of the Moss family members were there as well. Just how important is it for both teams, both Chesterfield and Matlock, to keep paying tribute to Ernie Moss?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, I mean, you know, like I say, Ernie was a servant to both clubs. You know, a local man, his family are local. The first time I've ever met him today was at the end of the game there. Yeah, and of course it is, you know, like the Jordan Sinnott Foundation one we're doing when we play Alfred. Of course it's important, you know, because people are gone. It doesn't mean that they're forgotten, you know, and they're given the respect that they've earned. So, yeah, absolutely, yeah, great day. And obviously great for the club to have won it for the first time.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Nicky. Much appreciated and congratulations on the win.
Pleasure. Cheers. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.